Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
And on the cross for you and for me. I don't know about you, but I love that song. Nothing but the blood of Jesus shall wash away my sins. And we know that the Bible says, for with all things, you know, the blood cleanses us from all our sins. But what we see here, it says, as often as you do this, it's in remembrance of me. I know when I was in a part of a ministry, we used to have communion every month. And then it dwindled down to every three months. And then it dwindled down to every two times a year. And then, sad to say, we even barely have it once a year. And it's so clear here that Jesus said, as often as you drink it, you do show a remembrance of me. So I ask you the question, if we're dwindling the times that we take communion, what's going on there? Is God changing or are we changing? I think if you look at the landscape of our country or our world, we see that we are changing. You know, the early disciples, they actually did it every time they came together. Every week. Boy, wouldn't that be a great time? Every time we assemble in the house of God, we are taking communion to remember Him. I don't know about you, but when we assemble together in His name, I think we ought to remember Him, like He said. So He said, as often as you do this, not infrequently. We don't want to do it because it's not convenient for us. Jesus Christ was about to die. You think that was convenient for Him? Well, we see that He takes communion. He is telling us to do this as often, and we need to do it because He wants us to remember Him. Whatever we do, all our church activities, if it's not centered around Jesus Christ, you are simply blowing smoke and wasting your time. I see so many activities in the house of God that don't even represent God. Even like this past season, they call it Christmas season. And nothing in there talks about Christ. They all want to pass gifts and decorate and saying deck the halls and all this stuff and never talk about Jesus. They still have Him in a manger and forgot about Him. But let me tell you, Jesus Christ is not in a manger. This time He's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So what God wants us to do is remember Him. And look at verse 26. I want to talk about 26. We're in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 26. Look at it. It says, for as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till He come. Wow! Man, that was a nice loaded statement there. He tells us to do it often again. That's two times He told us to do it. Often. So shouldn't we do it? I think we ought to obey the Lord. But the good news is this. It says you do show the Lord's death till He come. So get the picture here. He did this as He was going to the cross to die. So that, you know, obviously the disciples were upset and, oh no, Jesus is going to die. But He says, hey, do this in remembrance of me till I come. What a promise He's given us that He's coming back. Oh, I'm so excited. This is why I love communion. Because it reminds us, no matter of the turmoil that's going on in this world, He has given us a promise that He is coming again. So what a great time to do communion. After the things that we've seen this week, past week in our country, and things that are going on in our world, Jesus Christ gives us this.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.